College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
SoCal's Country Station, 95.1 KFrog. I'm Pepper. This is Spirit of the IE. Today we're talking about a growing movement in women's sports, flag football, at La Sierra University. The school has launched a women's flag football program that's giving student athletes new opportunities to compete and be part of a sport that's rapidly expanding nationwide. We'll learn how the program came together, what it means for the athletes and the campus, and why this sport is gaining so much momentum. Here to tell us more is Brianne Talboom, head women's flag football coach for La Sierra University, and associate head coach Nikki Carasoma Verdugo. Thank you for joining me, ladies.
Thank you for having us.
Yes, thank you for having us.
How did the idea for a women's flag football program at La Sierra University come about?
We were pretty lucky that Coach and I, we've known each other for many years, and the high school that we attended back in the 90s, not to date us, but they offered varsity flag football as a competitive sport. So we actually have been playing flag football for a number of years. We then went on to start coaching it and then have even officiated it. So we were very well versed in flag football. So when I heard that NAIA, which is an athletics governing body that we are under, was planning on bringing this in as an emerging sport, it was a no-brainer for us. We knew we had to be one of the pioneers in this sport because we had been around it for so long. We were so excited that this sport is finally getting its day in the sun. So we felt very confident in our ability to bring this program to La Sierra University. So we put the proposal in. They said yes. And then we said, what can we do to get this going? And it's just been building since then.
Were you already involved in the athletic department at La Sierra University when this happened?
Yes, during that time, I want to say it was right before COVID when the NAIA kind of started reaching out, asking institutions if they would have interest in the sport. So, of course, we said, yes, let's do it. Unfortunately, COVID happened. Things kind of slowed down. I actually ended up moving to another institution at the NCAA level and was there for a number of years. But then just this last, I believe it was January, La Sierra reached out again and said, hey, you know, we're looking to go ahead and follow that proposal that you initially put in. We would love to have you come back and spearhead this. Well, luckily, my family's still here in the Riverside area, so that was a big pull. I loved La Sierra University and everything that it stands for. And again, I wanted to come back to the NAIA, who has already sanctioned flag football, and compete potentially for a national championship. And I already had Coach Nikki in mind, and I knew if she said yes, it was a sign for me to come back to La Sierra University and get this going.
What made the university decide to invest in this program and become the first in the Inland Empire?
You know, again, I think La Sierra University is very good at championing diversity in general. So when they heard there was another opportunity to allow our female students a potential place to play a competitive sport such as flag football, they felt like it was a no-brainer as well. And I believe that they believed in not only my experience, but Coach Nikki's experience. And they really decided, we're going to back you in this. We believe in you, and we know we can get this done. I think it's going to be an enrollment booster for our institution. I think we're going to be able to teach these young ladies through sport transferable skills that they can then take on to the workplace. I mean, so on and so forth. And so kind of started to take a life of its own. And we were given the green light to go out and start recruiting. And we were able to find the types of young ladies that we wanted to represent the institution, not only in the classroom, but also out in the community and definitely on the field. And all the stars aligned, and we are now here.
How does this program fit into La Sierra's larger commitment to women's athletics?
Yeah, again, it's that diversity piece and that they're more than willing to support opportunities for women. And this is one more opportunity to allow them to come to the institution, make their families proud, potentially have their education paid for, be able to get the degree that they're looking for, and do better for themselves and their families moving forward through sport. And we are here as coaches to help, you know, them navigate that and become better women, better athletes, better people, and just go out into the community and bring it up, right? And so we're so excited to have that opportunity, and La Sierra University believes in that mission, And we're really excited to move forward and see how we do in our inaugural year.
Tell us more about your coaching backgrounds and what brought you to La Sierra.
Sure thing. So, you know, again, we had a lot of experience within flag football. For me specifically, I actually got my undergrad in physical education. I knew that I wanted to work with student athletes at any level. I started coaching at a junior high level, so literally seventh, eighth grade, worked my way up to high school. I coached a number of different sports, one of them being flag football. Had the opportunity to start coaching in college. I actually started coaching basketball in college. And then now that this opportunity came to coach flag football, we've switched gears. Now I'm coaching flag football, but you know, I've been involved in athletics, whether it was coaching and or athletics administration as the senior associate athletic director now at La Sierra University. So I'm very well versed in just athletics and education in general. So I think that really helped in both sides in what we're doing, both sides meaning both academically and athletically for our program and where we want to go.
For me specifically, I actually am not from the educational realm, but I have collectively played and coached flag football for 39 years. I've had the most coaching experience with 6v6, 7v7, and 8v8 at both the junior high and high school level. And I am now just recently within the last year, 3 years, gaining experience in 5v5, which is actually what most travel flag football clubs play currently. And it's also the Olympic format for the upcoming Los Angeles 2028 Olympics. But this will be my first year coaching college. And honestly, Coach Bree is the reason why I am here at La Sierra University coaching. And she presented me with an amazing opportunity that I could not say no to. She knows my love for flag football and my passion to not only coach the sport, but I believe this is a great avenue for these young female athletes to have just a chance to get a higher education, but have flag football help to pay for that.
I'm speaking with Breanne Talboom, head women's flag football coach for La Sierra University, and associate head coach Nikki Carasoma Verdugo. What challenges and opportunities come with launching a brand new collegiate program?
Well, you know, with any new program, whether it's in athletics or elsewhere, there are always challenges. I believe one of our biggest challenges is funding, as it is typically with most programs. We are doing a lot of fundraising right now, making sure that we can bring that funding in to sustain our program and the vision that we have moving forward. But really, I like to talk about the opportunities, and there are so many. One being, like we've talked about, the recruiting and retaining of wonderful student athletes that we're looking for with that golden eagle mindset, a championship mindset. These young ladies who are coming in that are champions in the classroom, champions on the field, but most importantly, champions of character, who are really going to represent, you know, their families, our program, our institution, and mostly our community, as we're one of the only Southern California programs, you know, that has flag football right now. So we're going to put our product out there. We're so excited for everyone to see what the Inland Empire can do. So we invite all of you out to our games. Please check out our schedule, and it's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, to piggyback on what Coach Bree was saying, funding probably is one of the biggest challenges. La Sierra University, as it currently is, does not have a tackle football program. So that kind of limits us. We are starting literally from scratch. We don't have a stadium to play in. We don't have the normal things that most other universities may have if they have a tackle football team. Typically, you'll see the flag football women using those same amenities. But here, we are the first of its kind. So funding is one huge thing. But I honestly feel that obtaining a college degree education and empowering these young females is really what we want to key on. And flag football just happens to be the avenue to be able to get there. So even though, yes, funding and money and trying to get a positive light for this university, those are some pressing challenges, I still believe it outweighs everything that we're trying to do for these young women, because now they will be able to have a sport of their own in the football realm, and they will be able to better their careers in the future.
Where are you recruiting from? Is it just in the Southern California area?
We are open to anyone that is open to us. I'll be completely honest with you. But once again, we are looking for that top talent. not just athletically, but also academically. It's very important because we want them to come to La Sierra University in search for that degree that they would like to better themselves moving forward. And so flag football is just icing on the cake. So we definitely need those student athletes, like I mentioned before, that have that Golden Eagle mindset, who are a little more mature, understand what we're looking for, ready to be competitive right off the bat, but not just competitive on the field, also in the classroom.
How do you approach developing student athletes both on and off the field?
Yeah, that's a great question and a very important question. We actually have 24 student athletes currently on our team, 23 of which are freshmen. One is a sophomore. So development is very key. And we talk to them a lot about this. We want to develop them as a person first, athlete second. And we both believe that if we really take care of the person, athletics is going to take care of itself. So we have a lot of support within campus, what we call campus partners. We have a full athletic staff. We have all of our coaching staff. We have a sports psychologist that comes to every one of our practices. We have tutors on campus. Everybody wants the student athletes who come into our athletics program, especially flag football, to do well and to succeed. And so we have those supports in place to make sure that they are able to do that.
I do have the privilege of working with younger kids that are playing, younger females that are playing travel flag football. So it kind of gives me an insight as to the type of talent and competition that is out there currently. So I will do going to all these tournaments and I will tell Coach Bree, hey, I've seen these number of players play. I think we should take a look at them. So for me, I mostly go to all these tournaments, one, because I do coach currently for a travel team, but that helps me get the insight on where these players are at in their flag football realm. But again, academics is everything. That is why we are pushing academics at La Sierra University.
What does success look like to you in the inaugural season, both in wins and in personal growth for the players?
This is also a great question, and success can look different to all different coaches. And don't get us wrong, Coach and I are extremely competitive, and that's probably why she's joking, because she knows where I'm going to go with this. Because the first thing I'm going to say that success for me is actually off the field. It is that we are, again, supporting the athlete as a person first. I really feel like if we take care of our people, the winning is going to take care of itself, and it has. And so, again, we want to make sure that we are setting them up for success. So really this inaugural year, I really want to see us grow the sport, grow our program, grow the university's visibility, I think is going to be huge. We're working on building a strong program foundation, and by doing that, with recruiting and retention, and to be able to retain these student athletes, because there are many places they can go, but they're choosing to stay here. And the reason I believe they are is because of the family atmosphere that we've created, the supports that we've created, that they know that we care about them as a person first, and we want to see them get their degree. So success, again, for us is making sure that we have gone out and given 100% in every single competition that we have. And if we can come off the field knowing that we gave that 100%, no matter the outcome in that moment, I'm okay with it. As long as you can look me in the eye and say, I gave everything that I could, fine. Success to us is also seeing that these women are passing their classes and getting that much closer to getting the degree, right? So that's also success for us. Being just strong women and that development piece that we've been talking about is also success for us. And honestly, being happy. Does anybody actually ask these student athletes, are you happy? Are you enjoying this? That is success to me, when they can turn around and say, Coach, I don't care about our wins and losses. They absolutely do. But if they can say that, but I cared about how I felt and I felt good, and this is why I'm coming back regardless of our score. And you've heard the saying before, Coach and I have played a lot of sports all through our years. We were collegiate athletes as well. And it comes down to, you can ask me, you know, what was your record this year? I can't remember. What I can remember is the way I felt, how I was, you know, a part of a program, enjoying my social experience that college gave us, and we're encouraging them to get involved and be part of not only the athletics community, but the college community, get involved in other clubs, get to know other people, get an internship, do all these things that are going to set you up for success, you know, but be a part of the community as well. Get out. We're going to be doing some community service. There is more than just us, right? And there's more than flag football. And this is what we're trying to help them understand. But we do absolutely want to establish that competitive credibility. And I think we absolutely have the tools to do that. Again, Coach and I are very well versed in flag football. We may be an inaugural program, but we are not inaugural coaches. We've been doing this 30 plus years and we are ready to go.
Yeah, I couldn't have said it better. Really, it comes down to how can we help these young ladies pave their way to success in their careers? Because the truth of it is, right now, flag football right now is not a professional sport. So they cannot sustain a career on that right at this minute, not saying that it won't in the near future. But I look at it as the more well-rounded that these young ladies are, to me, that's the most successful thing that you can ever stand by. One, because even though we're competitive and we like to win everything, it is still just a sport. And there is so much more to life with these young women. And we serve as mentors, or I'd like to consider ourselves mentors for these young ladies, because I look at it as whatever they could be going through, not saying that I've experienced everything, but I'd like to be able to have them feel comfortable to ask us and help them navigate maybe some rough patches that they're going through. It's how Coach Bree is saying we want to coach the whole person, not just the sport. That is really what it's coming down to. So even if there's trouble in academics or trouble socially, anything, we will be there to get them either the resources they need or be there for them.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. But there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm speaking with Breanne Talboom, head women's flag football coach for La Sierra University and associate head coach Nikki Carasoma Verdugo. What attracted you to join La Sierra's new women's flag football program?
Believing that the university is supportive of the program and giving us the resources we need and allowing us the freedom to run the program as we feel best. And then again, once Coach Nikki said yes, I knew I would absolutely be on board, because starting a program from scratch, as Coach has mentioned, it is a lot of work, which we don't shy away from. You know, both of us are giving 100% to this, but I knew I needed a strong counterpart to really help me build this program and sustain this program. And I couldn't have asked for a better, well-versed coach to be able to come and do this. And it's been successful as far as my standards thus far. And we haven't even had an official game.
Yes.
You know, we've been practicing since the rules allow in early September. We're going to be kicking off a scrimmage on the 21st of this month, and then our first official games at the end of this month on the 28th. So, you know, we're just so excited to get out on the field and really see the product that we, you know, have developed, and let these young women really show everyone how hard they've been working and how much they've grown, not only on the field, but really, as I think, young women. This is the first time that they've been away from home. You know, they're living in the dorms on their own. They're having to adult, like we tell them all the time, right? And they're figuring this all out on their own, and they're doing a great job with it. So I'm just so excited to see where this goes. And I really give kudos to La Sierra University for seeing the value in flag football and saying, let's do this. And I want to give a shout out also to the NAIA, which is our athletics governing body, for saying, we see the value in flag football, let's do this. And then CIF, which is the southern section here that sanctions varsity sports as well, and saying, we're going to make women's flag football a sanctioned varsity sport as well. So all these governing bodies have made it, you know, a valid sport, a sport that you can get a college scholarship for. So we're really excited to just get going and see where we go from here. So for those reasons, it was really not a hard sell. And because we're both passionate about flag football, it was a yes for sure.
Same. This came 3 decades too late for me. But if I can share the knowledge that I have within this sport, I'm definitely going to jump at any opportunity that I have. Because I know a lot of people are saying this is a brand new sport, or it's just, you know, this is something new. But honestly, we all know that nothing's ever really new. It just gains exposure over time because, like I said, we've been playing it, again, not to date myself, but I've been playing it since the early 80s. So it isn't something that's brand new, but it is getting so much exposure that now I feel this is the right time to start a program with the blessing from La Sierra University and them allowing us to navigate this how we think is best for not only the university, but these young ladies. The time is now.
I wanted to ask, too, since this is the first program of its kind in the Inland Empire, who are you playing against?
That's a good question, and we actually get that quite a bit. Luckily, a number of JUCO colleges in the area have picked up. Those are two-year institutions, and so we're going to scrimmage and play a number of those. There are a few NCA institutions in the areas who have club teams, so they're not sanctioned yet, but they still want to get programs going. And in the spirit of growing the game, we're basically saying yes to anyone that wants to play, whether it helps our schedule or not. We're trying not to gatekeep. We want to grow this program, so we're basically saying yes as much as we can, so we can play against all different teams from different levels, especially this year as we're just emerging and we don't have as much of a foundational structure within the rules at this point. It gives us a little more flexibility to play at different levels and be able to give them exposure as well. It's all about the visibility and letting people know. We do have a conference that we are in, though, from La Sierra University. We are part of the GSAC conference. There are five other institutions besides us that make up this conference, so we have a total of six teams within this conference that we will play. We will then fight for a, you know, postseason opportunity to play for a national championship, and that is when we'll get the opportunity to play a number of the NAIA institutions, both in the Midwest and the East Coast, that have been doing this now for almost 5 years, and they really haven't gotten as much of the spotlight, you know, as they should, again, because it's just really starting to blow up now.
How does being part of this program compare to other athletic experiences you've had?
You know, I've had a lot of athletic experiences, like we've kind of talked about, whether it's been as a teacher, as an administrator, a coach, an athlete myself, and then also official. And I think Coach Nikki's experience is very similar to mine. And so we feel like we have this unique lens to be able to see athletics and our program through, because we've been there. Not everyone can say they actually played flag football. And so they may think they understand, and I believe so many people will pick it up and educate themselves. But luckily for Coach and I, we've been in these athletes' shoes, so we know what they're going through. We've been student athletes at the high school level, at the collegiate level. We've gone through the whole recruitment process as a student athlete and now as coaches. We've been officials, so we know what it's like to make the call. So as coaches, we try to remember that they're just human. So again, that unique lens, I think, has really helped us in the recruiting process to make it feel more human. We've been there. We know what you're going through. And so I think this experience, I wish we had it when we were, you know, younger. We could have been recruited to play flag football. I think both of us probably would have taken that path.
Yes.
I ended up playing college and softball. I think Coach Nikki did both volleyball and basketball. But I'm so excited for the women who get this opportunity now. It's new. It's exciting. It's so much fun. It's a sport where you can actually see the ball. You know what's happening. It's exciting. It's a quick game. So people can get involved and can be very excited and rally around it. And it's going to be in the Olympics in 2028, which is huge. So we're getting a lot of excitement and exposure around that. And then the NFL just mentioned they are looking to get into some sort of pro league possibly. So this could be opening a lot of doors for young women. And I just hope that they know that this is a serious sport and an absolute catalyst and or avenue for you to get your college potentially paid for, to get that degree and to be able to get to where you want to go. So again, wish we had that experience, but it's here now, and we're just so excited that we get to be a part of it as coaches and see these women thrive.
Yeah, I feel being a pioneer in a sport always means that you're laying the groundwork for the future generations to come. So even though we don't reap those benefits of being able to play it, seeing these young ladies play at this level, I was blessed with the opportunity to attend the NFL National Championships in July of last year. these young ladies are no joke, and they are well-versed in this sport. And I can only see this providing additional opportunities for them, I guess now almost in the professional realm, since, like I said, NFL has been speaking of possibly making this a pro sport. But that's what Coach Bree was alluding to, the legitimacy of the sport. It's here to stay. It's not something like, let's try this and, oh, maybe it'll fall off. I honestly think that this is something that will be in place for quite some time. Yes, it's going to take a while for it to get the exposure that, say, the males have for tackle football. But I look at it as, once we had those big corporations like the NFL and USA endorsing these sports, that is what's gaining more visibility and allowing this to be such a highly sought after competitive sport that these young ladies are wanting to get into now.
I'm speaking with Breanne Talboom, head women's flag football coach for La Sierra University and associate head coach Nikki Carasoma-Verdugo. Share a memorable moment from practice or team building that you've had so far.
We like to have fun. Let's be honest. We are very much into being serious when it's time to be serious, but remembering that there's joy in this sport and not taking it so serious that we can't relax and be ourselves. So we're always asking for the student athletes just to be themselves, bring their fun personalities. That's why they were recruited. We need all types of personalities and people coming in so that we can create this authentic family. And we just have, I don't know, the kids are just cracking me up all the time. I feel like it keeps me young, and we just really enjoy being with them and experiencing this through their eyes, a whole new generation. So I don't know if I can really, maybe Coach has one specific memory, but I think it's just the collection of it all and so much fun that we're seeing right now. I would love to be asked that question at the end of the season, because I'm sure I'll have quite a few to share.
For me specifically, it was during Halloween. I show up at practice, half of the team is dressed as Coach Bree, and the other half is dressed like me, and I could not stop laughing. They had it down to a T, to like the headband that Coach Bree wears, to like my earrings with the sunglasses on top of my head. These ladies, honestly, that made my day. But it just made it extra funny because, you know, we were thinking, yeah, sure, okay, dress up, that's fine. We typically have them wear their set matching uniforms for practices. But they surely came to practice looking like one of the two of us. And I honestly have to say that was pretty humorous, but that was really creative.
What advice would you give to young women interested in playing flag football in the future?
I love this question. And for me, it's really the same thing as in life. Say yes. You just never know what opportunity is going to come and what doors will open if you say yes. There are a lot of clinics happening right now. There are a lot of camps happening right now. You know, say yes to these opportunities. I know it's a lot. I know you're tired. I know you have a lot going on. But if you say yes, you just never know who you're going to meet and what door that may open and where that could take you. So take the opportunity if it's given to you. And if it's not given to you, make it happen. You're the only one who can make that happen. Send emails to coaches. Shake hands. Say hello. Put your name out there. Be smart about social media, okay? Because everybody's looking at that. And unfortunately, you can't erase it, even if you think you do. So be smart about the brand that you are creating for yourself and what you are putting out there. Because we as coaches, we're watching and we're looking for the good stuff. Share the good stuff. Let us know who you are and if you would be a good fit for us in our program or any program. And continue working hard. But remember, those academics are huge. Academics are huge. Okay. And that should be coupled with that athletic ability, and just be who you are and you will end up where you are supposed to be.
Yeah. Start now. That's my advice. Start now. If you can find a club that you can play for, even if these ladies are not quite in high school yet, I know obviously CIF is for high school varsity sports, but for the younger ones, see if you can find a travel club, because this is brand new, but it's only going to get more competitive as the years go on. Just go out and find a club that you can learn from. And like Coach Bree was saying, talk to us, shake our hands. I'm the old school. I kind of like the face-to-face conversation versus the emails. But I look at it as, when I have an athlete come up to me at a competition or at a college showcase, to me, that actually makes me remember them, because they've come out, even whether they're shy or not, they've risked it all to come and shake my hand. And honestly, that means a lot to me, because that eye contact it doesn't go unnoticed from someone like me. I'm more of an observant type of a person, and I like to like read people's body language. So seeing that some of these girls are very nervous, but they have enough in them to come up and say hi to us, I don't take that lightly at all. And I really do appreciate when that does happen at these showcases.
Mm-hmm. How do you hope this program influences youth and high school girls interested in sports?
I don't think that it's really dawned on the current student athletes that we have that they're actually role models without even asking to be. They're one of the, you know, first programs here in Riverside and really here in Southern California and really across the nation that is playing in a sanctioned varsity collegiate program. And they are taking it very seriously. They've done very well academically, and I believe they're going to do very well athletically. So I want them to really understand and just really enjoy the moment. College goes by so fast. I mean, I think about feeling like I was in college yesterday, and it was like 20 years ago or something now. So I want them to really live in the moment and enjoy it, and I want them to be role models, you know, for these young women coming up, because they are really pioneers of this sport. And so, again, we're just so excited to kind of see where this goes.
Yeah, the recruiting does help with the current players on our team. They are kind of like our life, like recruitment people that just when they see them play, because social media is such a big thing, they'll see their videos. Younger females will see their videos and say, oh, I really like the style of play that she has. What college does she go to? And that all, in and of itself, kind of sparks the, hey, maybe I'll check out La Sierra University because I know I've seen this player and that player and they both go to La Sierra. Let me see what they have. So to me, it is kind of like a marketing tool that they may not even realize that they're doing. But as long as you put a good program together, which I believe Coach Bree has done an amazing job. I truly do. Where, I mean, with this short of notice, with it coming just this year, she's already instituted a lot of community building things, team building activities, away trips. I mean, we're still working on a lot of the scheduling and getting these ladies out there to have exposure during the game. But it really does start with the young ladies that are part of the program right now. They are actually living proof that this is going to be a great program, and we just can't wait to have people show up to our game so they can actually witness it for themselves.
Mm-hmm. What role do you see the Inland Empire playing in supporting women's athletics and new programs like this?
I think, again, it's just showing support in any way that you can, whether it's coming out to the games, following us on social media, you know, supporting community events, donating to the team. Anything that can be done to just show support, and there's so many ways to do it, is valid, and we're open to that in any way. We would love for any local high schools or clubs, you know, we open our doors to practice. Anyone's welcome. Come on out, watch a practice, see what it's all about. Come tour the campus, you know, anything that we can do. I used to do compliance. I'm more than happy to answer any questions you have about transferring or getting into college. How do the units work? How much time do I have to participate? All these types of things. Whether you come to La Sierra University or not, we are here, again, not to gatekeep. We want you to play wherever it may be. Of course, we want you to come to La Sierra University. Don't get me wrong. But we just want you to go where's best for you, and you can get the degree you're looking for and be able to, you know, compete in this awesome new opportunity of flag football.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm speaking with Breanne Tallboom, head women's flag football coach for La Sierra University, and associate head coach Nikki Carasoma Verdugo. Are there opportunities for the community to engage with the team, like attending games or clinics?
Absolutely. We actually have a recruit event coming up on the 30th of this month. Those are for specific student athletes that we have identified that we think really are and hold the Golden Eagle mindset that I spoke about before. So that's a specific ID camp. However, we're going to plan a number of community events where even youth, younger kids can come out and we can start teaching the game again, because we have so much experience in it, making sure they're getting the correct fundamentals and just exposure to flag football, right? All the way up through, you know, high school and then again into college. So we have a number of clinics, camps, and like I said, ID events. And we're looking to do some Zoom events to talk about compliance and things like that. You know, and these things are free. There are some that, you know, are for charge for different things because you get a t-shirt or something, right? But for the most part, we're trying to make it accessible for everyone because, again, we just want to expose them to the game and get them involved and also get them on campus. Let them see what La Sierra University is all about. Get a chance to meet, you know, Coach Nikki and myself and the rest of our staff. And, you know, Coach is over here sitting humble, but, you know, she's also in the Olympic circuit right now. She's part of, you know, I'll let her speak about that. But we have a lot of connections and we want to help our community further their athletic and academic careers.
Yeah, to me, it's all about networking. And if we can teach them to do this at this young of an age, even at like, whether it's like 8U to 12U in that realm, I honestly think it's really who you know in the business that gets you to different places. But how Coach Bree was talking about the Olympics, I actually was blessed with the opportunity of being named the head coach for the American Samoa Women's Flag Football Team. And it's the very first of its kind. We were tasked with trying to get a team together to go to Ningbo, China. And lucky for us, I was able to get three of our current La Sierra University students to go with me to help play on that team. And talk about it, an unreal experience for these young ladies. Some of them hadn't even been out of the state of California, and their first is their first trip to China. And but to see how they were so open to different cultures there. We had countries like Kuwait, Jordan, because this was an Asia and Oceania international tournament that IFAF puts on. And I think in general, watching these young ladies be exposed to something like that was something I believe that they'll never forget. One, they did a jersey swap with a lot of these countries. Some of them didn't speak English, but flag football was their universal language. And just to see all these young ladies on an international level playing this was unreal. I mean, it even blew my mind. I knew it was out there, but not to the extent of what I saw. And who won that tournament was the Chinese team. The women won that tournament, and they're phenomenal. And same with Japan, same with Australia. So I look at it as that was my basis for building the American Samoan team. American Samoa is a very tiny country. We don't have the same government as the United States, but we are a territory of the U.S. So that's how I was able to use U.S. citizens to be able to represent. I look at this as if I can use my platform for being a collegiate coach to a coach for American Samoa, to a coach for these young club teams, I'm going to put you in whatever position I can to help you out, because that's how much I want this to make a difference for these young ladies. And really, again, it goes back to the networking. I want to get these young ladies out there. So even if somebody meets me and I have never met them before, if they talk football, I could talk for hours, probably longer than they want to be talking about football. But I am so passionate about helping these young ladies literally pave their way. It's about who you know, what you know. And honestly, I am here and I hope somebody takes me up on that and uses me for a reference. Even I don't mind writing references for these players that I've coached, because I truly believe it, if it can help them, that's what I want it to do. That is my community service in my own mind, is giving back to the teams that I coach to be able to help them out in any which way I can.
Mm-hmm. If you could describe the team in one word, what would it be?
You know, I think this team has more grit than I was really expecting, especially being so young. And Coach and I had talked early on saying, you know, we're going to run this like any other well-seasoned D1 program, even though they're freshmen coming in and this is a brand new sport. Like I said before, we're not new and we expect a lot. We are tough coaches. We joke. We have a good time. We care about our student athletes, but we also care that we get the best out of them that they are capable of giving. And some of them have not been pushed to the extent we're pushing them, but we have been trained. We know how hard we can push them. We do it in a safe and controlled manner, and we're getting some really good results. And it's been really exciting to see just how much they have grown from September until now. And I can't imagine being with them another, you know, 5-6 months here, how much more they're going to grow. And it's not just because Coach and I, don't get me wrong, these kids came blessed with athletic ability. Mm-hmm. You know, we are so lucky to get a number of the recruits that signed on and wanted to come here. They are top recruits, and they are going to show out. And I am just so excited for them. They've been working so hard. They deserve to, you know, put everybody on notice and really show what they can do. So they know that we expect a lot. They are working hard, and I think they're going to be able to compete. Absolutely.
Yeah. I honestly, one word, determined. Mm-hmm. These are determined young ladies.
Do you have any superstitions, rituals, or fun traditions as a team before games or practices?
You know, I don't think we necessarily have many yet, especially because we haven't had too many games. Right. Coach, she mentioned that they went to China and they came back and they had this awesome golden eagle that they literally found, and that's our mascot. So now we have this statue. And I told the women, depending on how our first scrimmage goes, if we win that game, we're going to use that for the rest of the season. You know, pet the golden eagle before we go out. You know, when I was a player, I had to do everything on the right side first, then the left. You know, there's quirks out there individually. But as far as the team right now, I think for us, it's just staying calm, staying focused, know what they need to do, and really just go out and perform.
Just their music that I can barely hear over. But yeah, music is a huge thing for this group of girls.
I've been speaking with Brianne Talboom, head women's flag football coach for La Sierra University, and associate head coach Nikki Carasoma Verdugo. What is one thing people may not know or realize about women's flag football?
It is a tough sport. Now, I don't say that in that people cannot pick it up and play it. It's definitely something that if you're coached up, you can absolutely do. If you have some athletic ability, it is not difficult to learn. I think what I mean by that is people all look at it on the TV screen or from the sidelines and think, well, I can do that. Well, I'd like to see you come out and actually try it, right? These women are true athletes to make this happen. That's why it looks easy, because they're making it look easy because of all the work that they've put in. And so I want people to know that this is an exciting, it's a quick sport. There's a lot of athletic ability. I mean, I am amazed at almost every practice. You know, I think of Haley Medina first when I'm thinking about her and the way she does what's called a dip and evades these defense trying to pull her flag. It's insane. I do not know how she gets out of what we call traffic. And I assume that her flag was pulled, no whistle, and now she's taking off to score. 20 people around her, I just assumed the flag was pulled. Nope. Yeah. Nope. I mean, this is amazing. And then we have some women on defense who are just laying flat out, giving up their body, you know, just to make that pull. And they're working so hard for one another. I mean, it just gives me chills to even think about, because they truly are a family. They do not want to let each other down. And they are giving 100% every day in and out. So when someone says it's easy, it's not. It's because they put the work in to make it look easy. And I want people to come out and to understand that flag football is different than tackle football. They're two different games, but they're both just as exciting, right? There's a lot of aspects that are the same, but it's an agile game. You got to be quick on your feet. I mean, you have to have that skill set to be able to catch the ball. You got to be able to react on defense. It's so much fun. And I mean, I don't know, Coach, what do you think?
To be honest, the reason why Coach Bree, one of the reasons that we kind of go after these highly academic young ladies as well as athleticism, is because the playbooks that we write and that we are working off of, they aren't just like a little 5 yard here, 5 yard there. It is something that is super in depth. And so I look at it as, okay, while my classroom is not the traditional chairs and a desk, my classroom sits out on the field where I'm calling these defensive schemes. But anything from certain coverages, it's all about angles. To me, in flag football, angles is huge. If you cannot read an angle or anticipate, it kind of sets you at a little bit of a disadvantage. But I look at it as, it is true, it is very different than tackle football. The spatial awareness of females are different. So the way that you coach them and how they are aware of where they're at on the field is much different than how it is to coach in tackle football. But with that being said, I look at it as, these ladies, they at least have trusted us enough to follow our regimens or our routines and say, okay, well, I want them to buy into our system, because I truly know that if that happens, we are not, like I said, we are not new to this. I watch a lot of film and I do a lot of breakdown and I have a lot of schemes, and we'll talk football a lot where I'm like, okay, this school does this defense, what kind of offense do you think you're going to run, and vice versa. If we don't use this, if we just do it when the time comes, like, okay, we're going to have a game tomorrow, let's do it tomorrow, that's not adequately prepping. And we as coaches need to literally like have everything written out so that we can be able to relay it to these young ladies to be able to do it. But honestly, these young ladies, that's why I believe in having a high, smart academic person helps with this flag football thing, because no, it's not easy like she's saying. I mean, it looks easy because these, like that hip dip that she's talking about, it's unreal. And it's on a full sprint and she dips down and then she shoots right back up. And my ACLs are screaming, but hers are not. But young. Young ACLs. But these young ladies are really putting in the work. And I do appreciate them giving us the trust in our method. And even if they don't see it right now, I see a lot of how they've grown even since September. So I'm excited. I just can't wait to start the season.
How can people reach out to you or learn more about the women's flag football team at La Sierra University?
Yes, absolutely. A couple different ways. You can go to our athletics website. You can get there through La Sierra. I think it's lsugoldeneagles.com. You can also follow us on social media. Right now we have an Instagram. You can find us too via email. You can email me directly, and I'm happy to give this out to B as in boy, Talboom, T-A-L-B-O-O-M as in mom at lasier.edu. I actually check my emails and I will actually respond to you, because it's very important to me that we help you any way that we can. And so hopefully we can get you that contact information so that can be shared on this a little bit later.
Yeah, the Instagram is lasierru_flagfootball. And I'm also personally on social media. I am not the greatest at social media, but emails or even phone calls, I'll absolutely take. Anybody that wants to talk football, I'm game.
And you can find all that information on the Golden Eagles website. Yes. La Sierra University, you can go to athletics there. You'll see us there. Our picture, our phone numbers, everything's there. It's actually us, and we will call you back.
Yes.
Thank you so much for talking with us today, and we are so excited to see what happens with women's flag football at La Sierra University.
Thank you so much, and we hope you come out.
Yes. Thank you for the opportunity to get exposure to this sport.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. But there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.